Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
All right, so remember when we were talking about Jeff's a bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Why are you a bitch, Jeff?
Well, I like to feel happy.
Are you afraid of a movie?
Yeah, sometimes I'm afraid of
a movie.
Maybe
we should just watch Goosebumps.
Don't be a chicken, Jeff.
Let's find a scary movie on Disney Plus.
Can I watch Hocus Pocus 2 for the fifth time?
I think it was called The Boogeyman from Disney.
Really?
It's old, and it's creepy.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, yeah, we got no chat room, huh?
No chat room.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Paul. And,
hey, Paul.
Who's normally the first in there? B.L.
B.L., yeah.
Yeah, B.L.'s on it. All right, well, I guess we'll just...
Just press the damn button.
Point to have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Just press the damn button, nerd.
You can make our fellow NFL Network here in the home office, and you are listening to Raiders Fan Radio Podcast, taking that lighter journey into the dark side with Murph, Swag Jeff, and Michelle. She's got great hair. It's a little pink. It's a little purple. Whatever it is, I'll tell you what. If I could grow it, I would sign up for that color today. So listen to her and the entire crew as they give you all the information on the Raiders on the podcast that benefits the One Nation Foundation. It's a great cause. It's a great pod. Tune in. Turn it up. Here it comes. All that Raiders info and takes coming at you right now.
Jackpot, baby. Raiders Fan Radio.
Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever. You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders Fan Radio from Murph's Man Cave, taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride. Here we go!
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
Way up the middle, intercepted to Luciano at the 50, high money down, Houston football, and I think Houston victory.
The Raiders have scored on the most dreamy, unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this team. I think this team can win.
You are listening live to Raiders Fan Radio. Take it away, guys.
Why, thank you, Brett Musburger. What is up, Raider Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for what we trust will be a fantastic episode of Raiders Fan Radio. This is episode number 306 of Raiders Fan Radio coming at you. I feel like we just saw you guys a couple days ago.
Right?
I guess we did, huh?
We sure did.
Yeah.
We did.
And why is it that we saw them?
Thank you, God. Victory!
Heck yeah, man, because the Raiders came off with a big win on Monday Night Football and restored some hope. You know, and when that happens, when the Raiders win...
Just when I thought I was out... They pulled me back in.
Here we go. Pulled back in. So anyways, we're going to talk about it. But mainly, we're going to talk to you guys tonight since we just got done doing our show, our post-game show. You can check out for episode 305 when we went live after the game at like 1 a ridiculous in the morning.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. We had a good time watching that Monday Night Football game. But since we kind of shared our thoughts and feelings on that already,
yes.
We want to hear from you guys. And so we're going to just go all see you fans tonight at what is going to be the final day at the bar.
Hey!
Woo! Last time we're here at the bar.
1.2 is finally here,
Murph. It's kicking in, man. We've got the carpet going in this weekend, and then we're going to start setting up the equipment. And so we're going to see the fan cave finally come back together in a somewhat it's going to be a better version of it than it was when we first tore it down here. Gosh, that's been, a long time ago now.
Yeah.
When, was it March or something?
Last March or April.
March or April, last time we were in a fan cave. Anyways, we're going to get that back going. So for those of you that are on the YouTube, we're going to, you'll see a big difference in here. If those of you on the audio podcast, y'all don't give a shit. Nope. But appreciate you joining us tonight. So we are pre-recorded. Because we did a live show the other night. We'll be back live again next Wednesday at, when do we go, Jeff? 4 p.m. Pacific,
and 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 yeah. Eastern. Yeah, so check us back out there next week live, but this is pre-recorded. And again, it's all you guys. We had some great emails, some great voicemails to get to. Disclaimer here at the top. I didn't edit any of this stuff, so normally we want to pick through and bleep out the F-bombs, even though we are guilty of letting them fly once in a while, too. But I don't have anything edited, so if you got young ears, you got sensitive ears around, definitely watch on some of the voicemails, because I'm sure there's going to be some language in there. But I didn't have time to go through and listen back to everything and edit it. So fair warning, just a little parental advisory here on the front end. And also, not a green light to start cursing a whole bunch in your voicemails.
Right.
Because I do go through and beep them out. We hear from folks all the time that they appreciate our podcast because they can listen to it in the car with the kids and all that kind of stuff. So we're not going to turn this into a potty mouth broadcast. So don't start sending me a whole bunch because it's just a bunch of extra work for me.
Yeah. Right.
If you want go to my Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Or just come hanging out in a fan cave with us during the Raider game, and you'll hear plenty of it,
dude.
Absolutely. But anyways, we appreciate you, Raider Nation, so very much. So anyways, before we get to all that, though, I've got to, of course, introduce my co-host for the night. So let's welcome in, first and foremost, my best friend and yours over here to the left side of the desk. He is Swag Jeff.
Woo! It's style and then profile.
Well, yeah. Swag-o. Hey, man, I'm riding high, man. You know, there was a lot to be discouraged about the game, but there was a lot of positive too, especially on that defensive side of the ball, man. You know, that, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, for that to be our weak link for as long as what it's been, they shined.
Yeah.
They shined, you know, with number 98 leading the way, man. We've got some players, man. We got some stuff. I can't wait. I mean, we already talked about it, but I can't wait to hear what Raider Nation has to say about it in the See a Fan show right here. But yeah, so hey, Murph, we don't do this show alone.
Heck no.
No, so to my left over here, adorning for one last time the bartender spot of the bar, please welcome in Michelle Sweat.
Hey. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, guys. Long time no see.
Right? All right. It hasn't even been 48 hours.
No, uh-uh.
No, seriously. Yeah, the defense, that really is what kind of made. And that's what's given me hope. And now if the offense could just click it on, 13-4, guys.
It's still in play.
Still in play.
It's still in play. Unbelievable. Yep. I can't believe it. We're this. Whatever. Anyway, and we got a shot to
keep
win two more
alive.
Games. I'm telling you, we're going to win two more games. We're going to get this thing freaking, you know, even. So what are we now? We're 2-3?
We're 2-3.
Yeah, so we're going to be 4-3 going into the Lions game. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But anyways, we want to hear from you, Raider Nation. We can't shout out the chat room, but Jeff, before we get into the throes of the show here.
Sure.
Please let them know about the foundation. Please let them know about our nonprofit and what we do with the money that we raise around here and how we raise money.
Absolutely. So pretty early on into the show, we realized we could make a little bit of money doing this show. So we decided quickly we didn't need to supplement our own incomes or anything like that. We decided we wanted to give all that away. So we donated a couple $1,000 to the Biletnikoff Foundation in 2019, and we decided to make it proper. We started the One Nation Foundation, which is right here. So we give to different Raider-related charities, primarily the Biletnikoff Foundation every year, but we also gave to Raider Dad this year, stuff like that, and we're going to just continue our partnership with Raider Dad. Speaking of Raider Dad, he sent us all these amazing patches.
They're really cool.
So, yeah, they're amazing. But we're going here in, what, a few weeks? To Las Vegas to present a check
right
to the Biletnikoff Foundation for $15,000. Which is crazy when I just brought up that in 2019 we raised $2,000 and we were like, man, that's cool. And now, you know, last year we donated 10, and it was us and Marcus Allen that were the biggest donators of the night at $10,000. We might be the biggest donator of the night here in a few weeks.
And that's all because of Raider Nation.
That's all because of you guys, the generous folks that donate, just direct donations, participate in our Summer of Swag raffles, anything like that, any of the other outside the show things that we're auctioning off, doing and all that stuff. So, and then just folks like, you know, I mean, because the, you know, some of these guys got attention because of the people that you got. What am I saying? Raider Nation, you got the attention of folks like Manscaped, like, you know, we, you know, a Caesar Sportsbook and all these other guys that have, you know, done runs with us and stuff. It all started with you guys. So much respect to you guys. And we're just going to continue to grow this thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Very well done. And thanks to.
Was that well done?
No, it was good. Hey, you got the information out there, man. That's what counts. And I've actually got to go get my Manscaped bag for when we talk about Manscaped.
Oh, good. Well, while you do that, I'm going to tell Raider Nation about the significance of episode 306.
There you go. Do it.
Absolutely. So each and every week, take a significant moment within Raider Nation, relate it back to the episode number. And this one, I feel like we're flying through these episode numbers, Michelle.
I know.
Because we're doing post-game shows. Mosh is doing post-game shows and all that. Right. And we said we were going to skip 300 until the fan cave is kind of finished.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that was like last week and we're at episode 306 already.
Seriously.
So, so Murph doesn't have the button, but I'll let you do it. So this week we're going back.
I can't do that. I don't remember it exactly.
How far are you going back?
How far are you going back?
Way back. And it goes a little something like this. Hit it. So we're going back to 1993, where the Los Angeles Raiders made the playoffs that year. They recorded a record of 10-6, finished second in the division, unfortunately lost in the divisional round of the playoffs. But more importantly, they scored 306 points season. Yeah.
Yay.
So much respect to the 93 Los Angeles Raiders. And that was one of the last seasons in LA, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
when was the last season 95, in LA? 95, yeah. So
they were on their way out the door. Yeah. So there you go.
93.
Nice. Go ahead and hit a break and let's talk about some Manscaped.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hey, Raider Nation, this is Max Crosby from the Oakland Raiders.
And goes down, and Max Crosby, who forced a fumble last week.
You're listening to Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff on Raiders Fan Radio. Thank you so much. Just win, baby.
All right. Thank you, Raider Nation. Appreciate everybody's in the chat room tonight. And even though, you know, we can't see your chat, because, now I can't talk either.
We need alcohol.
This is weird, man. It's just weird doing this.
Booze. It is weird.
It's weird doing this show in the middle of the day. But anyway, so on our lunch breaks here. But I forget what I was even talking about.
Manscaped.
Oh, no. I'm going to talk about Manscaped. But all of you in that are in the chat already.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you. We can't see it because we're pre-recorded, but we always go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. We'll, like, watch your chat because we want to interact with you guys. And even when this thing is premiering, we might even be in there typing with you right now. So we appreciate those of you that are in the chat room. All right, let's talk a little bit about
Manscaped.
Let's talk a little bit about Manscaped. I scaped up this week.
Did you?
Because
it was the weekend of Murph.
Absolutely. And so I started off with the Weed Whacker here.
Nice.
And so the Weed Whacker, that's their nose trimmer, which is fantastic.
You get that thing in your ears too.
Sure can. Any of your orifices that you want to trim up in
any hole that's got hair.
Any hole that's got hair.
Pop that Weed Whacker in there, bro.
And also this. And then this is like the signature product here. This is the lawnmower.
Yes.
And the lawnmower 4.0. This thing is awesome, man. It's like it's got the light on there, and it's got the, you know, like all the different guard sizes and stuff.
Heck yeah.
I use it, and listen, I'm a beard trimmer guy, and so they have a beard trimmer. I'm gonna get the beard trimmer, but you can use this. I use it to cut my hair. Did Lamont used to cut his hair too? Yeah. So this thing is awesome. So that all comes in the lawnmower 4.0 kit. But I also this week, I got the crop gel,
which is
awesome. I got the crop gel. I got the shears, the shears 3.0.
Ooh.
This is like the nail trimming set.
Oh,
and it's got And it's got two different, it's got this cool magnetic case, and it's got scissors, it's got tweezers, it's got, I don't know, it's kind of hard to see because of the way the lighting is in here, but it's got scissors, tweezers, and then two different size nail trimmers, which is freaking awesome.
That matte black was sharp.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is really cool.
And then I also got the crop shaver. I got so, because that's maybe a little bit more than you want to know, but I use the lawnmower on like the firewall, and I like to keep the boys all the way down. So so I got the crop shaver to like to do that. So I'm Mr. Manscaped now.
You sure are.
I sure are. So anyways, but tell me about your experience with it, Jeff. And then tell me also, I got one more thing. I got their deodorant.
I've got that too, man. Oh, I love it.
So talk about that. And then also tell them, about the promo code and how they can get Manscaped and their discount.
Absolutely, man. I love every bit of Manscaped, man. It reduces the nicks, all that stuff. It reduces foot odor if you're going to get the foot duster, any of that. I've also got both of the colognes. The Refined is fantastic. The Refined is like their signature smell. Persevere is a little bit different, and frankly, I love it more. Not to say that I don't like the Refine and all that, but like amazing smells. And more importantly, my wife loves it, that's really what it's all about, boys.
Yeah, well, and I think the last time I talked about the beard kit that Devin got, now he's had a couple solid weeks to get into it. And that beard oil has just really moisturized and changed the, like, it's so much easier to comb through.
Really?
It's just really, he really likes it. And the smell of all the products are so, they're like manly, but they're fresh. They're not like overpowering.
Yeah.
Really good smells. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's really, really. Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Solid. Good stuff.
Yeah. And much respect to the folks at Manscaped, because they've partnered with the One Nation Foundation. They've partnered with Raiders Fan Radio, and they've given us a promo code to pass that on to you, Raider Nation. So 20% off plus free worldwide shipping. So that's like 87 million balls that could be taken care of by Manscaped. So use our promo code. The promo code is MURF. That is MURF. Gives you 20% off plus free shipping. Trust me, your balls will thank you.
Yes.
Hey, Raider Nation. This is Max Crosby from the Oakland Raiders.
Hey again, Max.
And goes down and Max Crosby.
Is double dipping. Right.
Why not?
Why not?
Because he was double dipping all night.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, he was.
Thank you so much. Just win, baby.
You know who else was dipping?
Yeah. Oh.
Man, he's so good.
So good.
Hi.
This is AJ Cole from the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Murph, Mosh, and Swag Jeff on Raiders Fan Radio. Just win, baby.
All right, I got an idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Raiders. But when I say let's talk about the Raiders, I don't mean us.
Let's talk about the Raiders.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fading, looking, looking, looking. He's under the gun. He's tied. He's thrown. It is.
All right. I appreciate you, Raider Nation. And so you can join us a multitude of ways. The best way is to join us live or just to join us on this premiere. In the chat room, which you can always find at youtube.com/RaidersFanRadio. And I wonder if anybody in the chat is talking about the scary movie this week. Because we were all going to watch a scary movie. And so the movie this week was Talk to Me.
Uh-huh.
And so, Jeff, do you want to share your feelings about Talk to Me?
Yeah, I loved it.
You loved it so much, the trailer scared the shit out of you, and you didn't
that
watch
it.
That
was enough for him.
That was
he
it.
Said, that's all enough.
I. Yeah. Well, and you know, so inside baseball, my wife's a wedding planner, right? So we had a wedding in Kentucky this past weekend. So her and I are traveling down the road, and I pulled up the trailer, and I'm watching. I'm like, nope, not a chance. And so I asked her. I'm driving down the road, and I go, "Hey, look up and see if there's like spark notes on."
Oh no!
So I could just fake it till I make it. I just didn't even fake it. I was like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah, you can't fake it. Not with that A24. You can't fake it till you make it with them.
Heck no!
No, the minute and a half trailer gave me nightmares.
So give me your super quick review, non spoiler, Michelle.
So non spoiler, I thought it was good, and it had a lot of good jump scares, but I just think it was a little more. It's just a little too weird for me. But it was good. Like if you like scary and you like gory, and but you like what the F kind of moments, this is the movie for you.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun, and it's an incredibly well done movie too.
Val said she liked it too. She was scary, like you know,
it freaked her out.
Scary,
oh,
right?
It scared her.
It was freaky. That's a good word. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was good. But I just like the plot. I thought was good. Yeah. I loved it. They didn't get too tied up in the lore of things. Yeah. They just kind of got after it. And
it's a good fresh story too.
I thought it was fun.
Something that's been done. It was new. It felt new.
It looked like it was a really fun story.
It felt new.
Chicken shit. That's such a good movie. But
you know, when scary movies make Michelle go, it was a little bit too much for me. Yeah, pass. Hard pass forever on a movie like that.
Yeah, because Michelle's Miss Halloween over there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's all about that stuff.
Halloween's lifestyle for you. Halloween is life. It is. But I do have a weak stomach, so sometimes the gore can really... Okay. If I feel it's coming, I'll just look away because I do have a weak stomach.
That's what Valerie was doing too. She was looking away a lot.
I always know when it's coming. So.
Yeah, nice.
Although there was a couple times in that movie where I did not know it was coming, and it really took me by surprise. And now that's in my brain forever.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Which is good for some people.
So the movie this week is The Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman, yeah.
Okay.
So for those of you, and Jeff, you are watching the movie this week.
I'll watch
You're not punking out this time.
Yep.
So chat room, let us know what you thought of Talk to Me, and the one this week is A Boogeyman. All right, so that's the chat room. Also, you can call us at 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346. And we will play your voicemails. And we don't know who we have this week because, again, I just pulled down the voicemails. I'm hoping Raider Kojo is in there because I missed making him and part of the crew, part of the Made Men. But we're going to do that tonight no matter what, even if he doesn't call. So appreciate Raider Kojo. And then you can always email the show at show, that is S-H-O-W. Carve that into your dashboard, as Uncle Mosh says, S-H-O-W at RaidersFanRadio.com. And if we read your email an indefinite amount of times, you can become a made man or made woman that way. So that responsibility is done by our bestie, Michelle. So, Michelle, who do we have this week for the emails?
All right, so we get Soren in Denmark.
Hey, Soren.
Nice.
Hi, guys. Thanks for a great show. Greetings from Denmark again. The mood in the Danish Raiders fan group on Facebook is very low again. It looks like a disappointing season yet again. I really had high hopes for McDaniels, but it's just not working. But I hope Mark Davis keeps him for the season unless he loses the locker room. To begin with, sorry for the long email, but I feel we need some perspective on Mark Davis and the head coaches and GMs we've had since he took over from Al. During the Packers game, we saw Mark Davis cares about the team and wants us to be great. If you look at the head coaches Mark Davis has hired, it has been Dennis Allen. I understand why he was hired. He had a great defensive pedigree, and Mark Davis had an advisory board that he consulted. Reggie McKenzie was the GM. Tony Sparano took over the reins after Dennis Allen showed that he was just not right for the head coach role. Tony was a temporary solution, and Mark set out to find a coach that could set the course for us. Reggie McKenzie was the GM. Jack Del Rio. He was supposed to be the man that took Carr, Cooper, Mack, and the 2014 draft to the next level, but he lost the locker room and fizzled out, unfortunately. Reggie McKenzie was the GM. John Gruden, 10-year contract. Now Mark has his man and the NFL orders on a hit job on Gruden, and Mark had to fire John. Mayock was the GM under Gruden. Bisaccia comes in and takes us to the playoffs on the back of what Gruden had built. He did not get an extension, and I truly believe that the reason is because Mayock had to go. Mayock was horrible in the draft and free agency. Yes, he found Mad Max, Waller, Renfro, and I cannot blame him for AB. Yes, it blew up in our faces, but it made sense to bring in what we thought would be a top five wide receiver in the league. But Mayock, along with Gruden, had just way too many misses in free agency and the draft. Then he hires McDaniels and Ziegler and tries to set a course of stability by taking someone with head coaching experience and other franchises have wanted him as their head coach. He brings in a young, ambitious GM that has worked his way to the top the long, hard way. Ziegler has not hit on all of the free agents, but look at how much dead cap we have. Ziegler is in the same position as McKenzie, that he is hamstrung by the many horrible contracts and decisions Mayock and Gruden made. Ziegler has proven that he can draft and work deals along with free agency, but if McDaniels does not want to use and throw our drafted players under the bus, then that is not on Ziegler. So I believe that Mark Davis knows what he is doing, and I am sure that he and Ziegler are in have a dialogue on what we can do to save the season and build for the future. I'm done with McDaniels. He is predictable. He is not bringing the right culture or improving his players. But I have trust in Mark Davis, and I think that Ziegler should pick his next head coach. We have tried young offensive geniuses, young defensive geniuses, rah-rah guys, OCs that got bumped to head coach, previous head coaches. So I have no idea on where we should go for the next head coach, but I will be excited and root for the guy no matter what. By the way, name me the head coaches we have had that have mobbed on and become great head coaches other places. Name me the players we have drafted and let go that have gone on and been great other places. No one. Mac has not been a great success at the Bears or the Dolts. Cooper was meh at Cowboys and fizzled out at the Browns. So yes, Mark Davis has not had a lucky hand in the GM and head coaches he has hired, but every time there has been a plan and people that have advised him on the process and selection. Again, thank you for a great show, and let's beat the Patriots and Emperor Palpatine. Go Raiders. Med Venlig Hilsen, which is kind regards.
Oh, nice. This is done.
There you go, Soren.
Good email.
All right, so nice. I got a couple things I want to say on that.
Okay.
So I think Mike Mayock got a raw deal. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Mike Mayock was as responsible for a lot of the draft picks as maybe a lot of folks think. I believe that Gruden, and we heard this, we knew that he had said this, that it's 51-49 when it comes to personnel. Gruden could override Mike Mayock at any time. And it was to the point to where when you're the GM of a football team and you have the responsibility for drafting in the first round and you have to be sold as a coach on the idea of drafting Josh Jacobs, Mike Mayock had to go through and make a cut-up of Josh Jacobs' tape at Alabama and walked into John's office and said, we have to draft this guy. So you have Mike Mayock made really, I think, solid initiatives to draft players. The ones that didn't work out were the ones that were Gruden's guys. Oh, that's my guy, man. That's my guy, right? We heard him say that a lot when it came to players like Jonathan Abram. Mm-hmm. So right. I think that Mike Mayock, you got to give him credit for Amik Robertson.
I was just thinking
you know
that.
What I mean? Yeah. You got to give him credit for that kind of stuff. Like, you got to look at a lot of those picks. Those are Mayock picks.
Right.
When you start getting group
Max
of five
Crosby.
Guys,
yeah.
The group of five guys. There's another group of five guy, Max Crosby. Those are that's Mayock doing his homework there. That ain't John Gruden. So I think it's unfortunate that Mayock got that rub. And then also, too, a couple more things he said in there. Other players that have gone on and have they been great? Okay, speaking of Mike Mayock. Nicholas Morrow is having a baller season.
Yep.
Maurice Hurst is one of the highest rated freaking, I know PFF is only PFF, but still, he's a very high rated defensive tackle this year. Okay, so you know what I'm saying? There are other players on this team that have gone on to do some good things. And the last thing in terms of like, if Josh gets let go and let Dave hire the next head coach, I don't think so. I think they're a package deal.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big reasons that Mayock got jettisoned to begin with, was because if they were going to get McDaniels, he was only going to come if Ziegler came with him.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, does Mark give him an opportunity to stay? You know, I mean, Ziegler, you know, I mean, because I feel like if the season doesn't dramatically turn around, that Josh McDaniels is gone at the end of the year. You know, so, you know, I mean, does it depend? I mean, what stipulations are there in that?
I think there's going to, I think if he's, this is just whatever, just throwing it out. Well, if it continues to unfold the way it's going to unfold. And because of Mark's track record so far in hiring coaches, I feel like what's probably going to happen, the most likely scenario, Michelle, is that they both get fired. He hires someone to be the VP of football operations and general manager. Yeah. Is that Tom Brady? Is that like, you know what I mean? There's going to be a big swing in the front office. And because we know Mark, he tells you he's not a football guy. Yeah. He tells you he's not his dad. So I can respect that in him, that he's willing to be hands off. Well, if you take somebody that's got an incredible, it might even be our assistant GM now. Was it Brian Kelly? Oh. Is his name? He might even elevate him. I don't know if he's got the bona fides yet to be not just a GM, but also head of football operations. But you might see a scenario where he just hands it off, and then that guy's going to pick the coach.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, with that list was so flipping long, and it's been so many years of, like, not good choices. I think it has to be something like, let somebody else pick, and then you can at least say, well, I didn't do it this time, you know, because Mark Davis, it seems like a great guy, although after this many years, you got to wonder how the hell he hasn't picked up any football knowledge, you know, to say I'm not a football
guy. Sure, yeah.
Okay, come on, damn.
Right.
But so I think that's what you have to do. I think at this point, you have to do something drastically different.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And I think you're right about that, because I really think, I mean, when Mark Davis hired John Gruden,
that was kind of his role.
Right.
That was his role a lot. And I don't think it would have mattered how bad the Raiders were. Over the course of John Gruden's 10-year contract, he would have never been fired.
No, never. Yeah. Never
would have been fired, you know. And I kind of overheard a little conversation that I, you know, walked up on at one point. And he said, I lost my stability. Mm. I lost my because it was,
that
I
was
mean,
his guy,
John Gruden was a set it and forget it guy.
Yes.
John's got
that's
it.
That's a good
John's
call.
John's got
yes.
it. And the same thing with Bedane, you know. Before Bedane left, I mean, he had Bedane and he had John. Yeah. They were running it.
Yes,
you know,
that's
and
a
so
good
now
call.
He kind of had to step back into that role and thought he was getting another stability pick in Ziegler and McDaniels, which, like you said, is probably why he let Mayock go and Bisaccia go. Mm. Was that the right call? Probably not. I mean, it's maybe a little too early to tell, but maybe it's not too early to tell. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think he took a
that's
big
what he
swing
was shooting
thinking
for.
That he was going to get another version
he was,
of
I think
that.
He was doing, that's
so
more
too.
Like, you know, people that want to throw Mark under the bus, I don't agree. And I will never, you know, listen, Mark Davis is the biggest Raider fan on the planet. It's his football team. He's going to do whatever he wants to do with it. And so I can't, you know, as a fan, of course, we want to see better results. But it's hard to be critical of a guy that will self-acknowledge the things that he's weak at. And then we'll make moves to, the spirit behind his decision-making, I think, is what's sound. That's what I can respect. Now, have the results been there? Absolutely not. But I think as a fan, to, like, give him shit and, like, oh, he's going to sell the team and all that, he's doing the right things. And at the time, with the best scenario and the best intentions around it, it's just not working out. So I think that's where we got to get back into that idea, because you're right, exactly that role that I described, that is 100% what he hired Gruden to do.
And Gruden and Mayock, they were such a good, like, they seemed to, you know, Mayock could handle, you know, he was like a good handler for Gruden.
That's a good call.
It's
out
sad,
Michelle.
That it's just a sad scenario, though, just the way it had, because we never got to see, like, how that would play out.
All right, who we got next? Hey, great conversation there, Soren. Good email.
Yeah, good email.
It was. Raider Lorien. Well, here we are at 2-3. Very fun but interesting game. Felt like we actually had a lot of the nation show up until Packers scored and the wave of dark green started with cheering quickly, realizing it was more 60-40 in favor of Packers fans. But they might have filled the stadium, but we were just that much louder. Spillane is a dog. But the disrespect of just settling for a field goal is just a load of BS. But winning by blowout or just one point, it doesn't matter. A win is a win. The strip was full of people, of pee-pee cheeseheads wallowing away, drowning their feelings with daiquiris, tearing their sports bet tickets, and throwing them all over the casino floors. While we were chanting, go back home. Cool story about the trip. Walked into the Venetian shopping plaza and there was a sports store. Walked around and was stopped by a Crosby signed helmet. Had the money for it, but wanted to just pocket it. After walking the casino floor and 9 long islands later, I mustered up the courage to go to the tables where I shot craps for 30 minutes and walked away. Cashed out, went straight back to the store and walked out with that Max Crosby signed helmet.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
What a great story.
And he was still up 400. So,
wow.
Even better
so you
story.
can walk away from a craps table.
He did
up.
It.
Wait, really?
Gosh.
That's a thing.
This is good information before we go to Vegas. It's good to know that.
Because I've never done that.
Yeah, he should have. Is this addressed just to Murph?
this is a private email. Very successful weekend. Hope everyone is doing well. You all be safe. How, if you excuse me, I'm going. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to make some quesadillas and smoke this Packers pack. Deuces, Raider Lorian 93.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Raider Lorian. Enjoy that swag, bro.
You should
bro.
Take this email and maybe take it to Vegas. Make a ticket to Vegas with you.
Yeah, I need to take that advice next time I'm up at the crap table.
All right, so we've got Hooligan Nation next. Okay, RFR fam. So that's what that feels like. I almost forgot what a win felt like. As a guy stuck in the middle of cornfields, it's always so good to beat a team from the black and blue division. Let me tell you a quick story. I was at Soldier Field years ago to see our Raiders take on the Bears, and not surprisingly, we were surrounded by a sea of Ditka fans. A few rows up was one of us, another over-the-top, crazy, loud, delusional LA Raiders fan. It was cool to see friendly faces. Well, we were getting beat, and towards the end of the game, I see this guy has turned his jersey inside out. Really, really, even at 8 years old, I knew that was not what we did, win, lose, or tie. I tell you that to get to this. Can we talk for a second about your friend and your friend's friend that shares the southern annex of the western annex of the second iteration of the fan cave? Michelle started this preseason claiming emphatically that our beloved Raiders would win 11 games, actually 13. Then she doubled down and said 13 wins. A bit over-optimistic? Maybe, maybe not. But on the postgame show Monday night, she walks it back and says we might win next week. She's taking it game by game. Says it's not so, Michelle. Strap in and get the F-bombs ready because I took the 11 at plus 2,100.
Oh,
and
nice.
And damn it, we don't give up and we don't quit and we remain delusionally optimistic until it's far too late. Don't give up, Michelle. I don't know if you heard this, but we're winning the Super Bowl this year. Plus, those winnings will go to the One Nation Foundation. Until the delusion disappears, keep the faith. Hooligan Nation Raider reminding you.
Oh, let's see. Oh.
The Tuck and the Patriots. Just win, baby.
Nicely done, Hooligan. What a great email.
Great email.
That was a great email. And you know what? He's right.
Hey, I hope that plus 2,100 hits, man. That's good money for the foundation. Yeah.
Right?
Appreciate that.
All right. We have Matthew Mangus.
Hey, Matthew.
Hello, RFR family. First off, happy Victory Tuesday. What a win on Monday night against the Packers. I will never apologize for a victory, but some things need to be addressed before we play the top team in the NFL. Number one, our offense needs to turn the threes into six, especially in the red zone. Same shit, different season. Yet our head coach claims to be an offensive genius, right? If Coach McDumbass is an offensive genius, I'm a merman in disguise. McDumbass needs to beat inferior teams. Our next five games are against the Patriots at home, the Bears in Chicago, the Lions in Detroit, the New York Giants, and the Jets at home. Three out of five teams are inferior to us, and there should be blowouts in our direction. If we play down to competition, that's all the evidence we need to fire the clown. If they go 5-0, we only need two more wins to get to Murph's prediction. Get ready for number three. Get ready for the top teams.
If we go 5-0, like that's
we're going to the Super Bowl if we go 5-0.
Like, you know what? No, seriously. McDaniel slander and all that, like, he's got a shot to, like, you know.
Because he's
right. If we win the three winnable ones and then, like, I don't beat Detroit or something like that, like, all of a sudden.
It's very possible. Well, and you know,
it changes everything.
Not to derail this email halfway through, but, like, isn't that what everyone has always said that Jimmy Garoppolo is best at? Jimmy Garoppolo can manage an offense when he has a great defense. Mm-hmm. Well, that defense looked pretty damn great to me on Monday night.
Yeah, it did. All right, number three, get ready for top teams. After five very winnable games, we play the Dolphins in Miami and then the Chiefs at home. If McDaniels these next 5 weeks up, there's no way we even compete with these teams, and it only proves my point of McDumbass being fired. Finally, if the Raiders fall on their asses, it's time to go to Operation Michigan Williams and tank for Williams. I don't know what he meant.
Okay. That's all right.
But Williams, we know. We should talk about Caleb Williams. And take for Williams and pay Harbaugh whatever. Oh. And pay Harbaugh whatever he wants to return. There it is. Yours truly, Matthew M., proud made man, two-time Gemini Man winner. P.S. Swag, tell your daughter that both Danny and I were so happy to send her the jersey. Make plenty of memories in that jersey.
Nice.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's so funny. So I got a video from Daniel Mangus at like 2 a.m. yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Victory shots.
They
were doing tequila shots at 2 a.m.
Oh,
well, I guess
boy.
It was only midnight there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
but
still.
But yeah, I'm like,
boy.
God, let's go, dude.
To be young again.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Oh, this.
I know we tried that shit on Monday, and yeah. I still feel like
I think I still feel a little. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we got Paul next.
Paul.
Evening, everybody. I hope you're all well, and any hangovers have cleared up by now.
Nope.
This week's email is like Amik Robertson, short and sweet.
Short King.
Before I say what I want to say, I'd like to make it clear that I'm so happy with the win. The feelings of elation when Amik came down with the interception was extraordinary. There really is nothing like a Raider win. And one day, when winning becomes a habit again, rather than a shock, it'll be like a sneeze, only better every day. A wiser man than me once said...
I love when he just slips those lines in there like that.
A wiser man than me once said, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Well, we, or rather Josh McDaniels, got lucky. We saw a very scrappy game between two teams in the third or fourth tier of the NFL ability right now. Once again, our multi-million dollar offense stalled, which almost led to another defeat. The consistent failure to get the best from this group is unacceptable. There were numerous examples again of more bad play calling, and the clock management was dreadful. At what point we went from successive delay of game penalties to snapping the ball with 7 or 8 seconds on the play clock while we're trying to run the clock down, and the use of timeouts is comical. We never seem clear-headed, and there's never a hint of any preparation. What the hell does he do with the group during the week? Jimmy G is infuriating. He takes a snap, shits himself, does the river dance a little, then looks for the nearest player in the same color jersey to bail him out. What happened to the calm, smooth winner we were promised? But it's okay, everybody. We're coached by the legend in his own mind that is Josh McDaniels, so don't worry, folks. We'll stumble along without addressing it for now, then change it when it's too late to save the season. The man is an enormous, talentless tit. If he fell...
That's amazing. If I love English like insult slang.
Oh, it's
the
best,
man.
It's so good.
I don't know if I've ever called anyone a tit.
An enormous talentless tit. And that's hard to be a talentless tit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to start calling you a tit,
Talentless tit.
No. I respect your talents.
Yes, a talented tit. You're a talentful tit.
I'm a talentful tit.
Talentful tit.
Very talented tit.
That's right.
Okay. If he fell out of a boat, he'd miss the water. On the positive side of the defense seems to be getting something going. Ever since Patrick Graham went up to view the game from his sniper's nest, it seems to be clicking more. Errors still evident, yes, but improvement for sure. I expect it's because he doesn't have to stand next to Barney Rubble McDaniels on the sideline, so the stench of failure is at a distance. Without the defense, we don't win that game. Or more to the point, without Max Crosby, we don't win that game. That kid is different gravy. He sets the tone and standard every week. He's a real inspiration. His stamina is off the scale. It would be great to have another 10 or 15 of him. Heck, 2 or 3 would do. We need to see wins against the Patriots and the Bears now, convincingly as well. None of these heart failure last second things. Let's get to 4-3, then we can take a breath and take stock of where we are. Stay safe, RFR family. Love you, Raider Nation. His Lordship, the Royal Scribe, Paul Edgerton, Shropshire, Mississippi. Pauly Award winner 2019 and 2022. Foggy Glasses Award winner 2020. BRT Sizzler scorekeeper, proud made man.
Five times two plus one.
Winner of the Raiders Fan Radio BRT Sizzler Award.
Good job, Paul.
Paul. Your name, Paul?
Paul.
I met him with Paul.
Who?
Paul.
Paul, yes, Paul.
Paul's not here. Hey, Paul. Paul.
Hi. I'm Paul.
All right, good job there from Paul. We appreciate you. Is that all the emails we
got,
Michelle? Is
that
it?
Yep.
Good job on the emails tonight,
nice.
Guys. Those
respect,
were great.
Guys.
Yeah, those were great.
Those were great.
I can't wait to call someone a talentless tit.
Right?
I'm,
I know,
I'm
right?
Just looking for that moment. I can't wait.
Well, you'll see it on Sunday on TV.
You'll get your chance. Yeah.
That's true. I wish I could say it to their face, though.
Right?
Talentless tit.
That's so good.
All right, let's check in with, what are we doing next? Oh, yeah, we're going to do some voicemails.
Yeah, we are.
So, just a quick reminder, if you missed it here at the top of the show, I didn't have a chance to edit these, so there's going to be some language, I'm sure, and we don't even know what order. I don't know who's in here. We're just going to play these things as we received them. So let's check in with the voicemails this week, and we appreciate you all and your calls. And so first off, we have this person.
Hey, this is just Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Wendy.
How you doing, Swag Jeff, Murph, and Michelle? And I'm calling on the night after I get back, which will really show how much I was yelling and screaming over the weekend. So here I am. I'm going to try not to go over my 3 minutes tonight. So I've got a whole thing. Oh, I've got 2 pages of things to say. And I was like, okay.
I love
so
she takes notes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so my birthday was this weekend.
Happy birthday.
So, so much fun. On Saturday, I got to go to the Woodson Whiskey, Charles Woodson signing event.
Nice.
At a Smith's grocery store. But when Charles got there, he went down the line and high-fived everybody before he started signing everything. He was just so friendly and nice.
That's awesome.
Then I went to a party at a cigar bar called The Eight, and C. Wood was there, and he came after that. So he came with fans, and he was dancing and playing, dancing around and playing beer pong and stuff outside. It was really crazy.
Oh, fun.
Then I went to a party at the Red Tail Bar with my Raider Nation radio friends. And then after that, I went to a party at the Tropicana.
Wow. Wendy was kicking it.
What a birthday weekend.
That was awesome. Yeah. So my birthday was awesome. Then the flag ceremony I got to do on the field on the day of the game. So the things that I noticed that I saw today when I listened to and watched the game replayed, I was like, even more. So I have to say a couple of things that I really was kind of upset about. One of them was Marcus Peters just didn't play like he was really playing. He was just like very, very, like, I don't know. I thought maybe he was just partying it up with Marshawn before the game or something. He just didn't look like he was going. And then finally, the fourth quarter, he got it together. And then another thing, I was really happy. I was watching TV and I saw that Daniel's first field goal tick was tipped. So it wasn't that he missed it. I was like, he doesn't miss those. How could he have missed that? So I was glad. And then number three was Jimmy. He doesn't look like he trusts everything. He doesn't look like he trusts where he's going or where if he's confused. I'm not sure. He just doesn't look like he trusts everything yet. The O-line was spotty. It wasn't protecting him. It was like really weird, crazy stuff. And then my happy, I got to say, one more thing is Josh McDaniels just doesn't know how to do play calling, and he doesn't know how to do clock management. I mean, runs when they should be passes, passes when they should be runs, no passes in the end zone. What the heck was that? So I got to say, my happy minute is...
Oh, no.
Murph's not coming.
Oh, Wendy. Great call.
That's good. That was so good.
Things on her birthday, and we won.
My gosh,
right?
What a freaking weekend.
What a weekend. Killer parties, get to go on the field for the flag ceremony on a win. Like, that's awesome, man. Good stuff there. We appreciate you, Wendy, so very, very much. Keep those calls coming. We love to hear from you. All right, next up is this person.
What's up, guys? This is Jacob from Fresno.
Hey, Jacob.
And, man, when we count them out,
you know what? Jacob from Fresno, this might be a get-made call for him.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to check the record.
When we count the Raiders out, that's when they show up. I had no idea they were going to beat the Green Bay Packers. Are you kidding me? We did it. We won the Super Bowl. We won the 2023 Raiders Super Bowl. We did it. Everybody counted us out, but we did it.
I love it.
2-3 feels so good. And we are in trouble with Jimmy G. I got to be honest, but we did it. The defense looks like the old Raiders, man. What? Max Crosby, Robbie Spitz, and Willie Lane. Lane was on. He was just on it, man. Marcus Peters with the clutch horse collar tackle. That's Raiders football.
Heck yeah.
That's true.
Man, we were pillaging just for fun. It was just, it was electric. The autumn wind was blowing through this house. I tell you what, man, if we're going to see more games like this, I'm for it. We don't have to tank for Williams if we could just, you know, knock the quarterback around.
Amen.
Three turnovers a game. I mean, we might still lose and do that. That's a scary thing. We almost lost yesterday, and we got three picks for crying out loud. Yeah. But come on, let's go! Let's go! Get excited! Seven wins! That's the goal! Seven wins! I'm trying to be up there with the super! Fighters football, baby!
Let's go, Jacob.
Atta boy, Jacob.
Come on.
Fresno.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome,
man. I
can't
imagine his call after we go 13-4.
Oh, right?
Oh,
my gosh. That was epic, dude. Great job.
Great
job. All right. Well, so that, yeah, it is official. So he is the next made man. But also, I want to acknowledge Raider Kojo because I missed him last week. So this goes out to Raider Kojo. Appreciate your participation. Appreciate you with your calls and in the chat and the emails and everything. We appreciate you so very, very much. And we appreciate Jacob and Fresno just on that energy alone, man. Earned you a spot at the table. So
even if it was his first call, that might have been
it. That might have been it. Yeah. So we appreciate all the made men and made women out there. You guys are what makes this show so great. And we appreciate you and everything you do to support Raiders Fan Radio. And as Uncle Mosh says, participation.
That's it.
That's right.
You are a made man. You showed you are part of the family by participation. By chance, a man like yourself should make enemies, then they would become my enemies. Showing you are a friend of Raiders Fan Radio, you have leapt across the line. Friendship is everything. Friendship is more than talent. It is more than the government. It's almost equal to family. Be loyal. Made man, Raider fan. Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day, accept this as a gift. And don't ever forget, words can hurt more, but silence can break hearts.
Nice.
Congratulations, boys.
Yeah, yep. That's awesome.
Welcome to the table.
Welcome.
Good stuff there. We appreciate you. And any of those of you listening on the audio podcast, you can send us an email or a voicemail. You might be the next made man or made woman, everybody in the chat room as well. We appreciate you so very, very much. All right, next up, let's get to this person. I think. Oh, do we have? Oh, there's nothing there. It's just an empty voicemail.
It's just a whole lot of this.
There you go. Okay. Well, next up.
Sizzler worthy.
Sizzler. They were speechless after the win.
That's right. They didn't even know what to do.
That's what it was.
Yeah. All right. Next up, then, let's go with this person.
What's up, fam?
Okay. So for those of you listening.
You know right away.
Here comes some F-bombs. Yeah. If you've got young, sensitive ears. Like I said, I didn't have time to edit
pop an
these.
AirPod in or something like that.
Earmuffs if you got them. So here we go.
First of all, I want to say Man, I missed the live call in, but I'm on Easter time, and it was time to go to bed after that game. Get up early in the morning. Love the question. What keeps you going? I mean, like you always say, man, these colors don't run, but it's good to have shows like this where, you know, you get to express your frustration or you get to share in the celebration. You know, there's not a lot of Raider fans down here in around Alabama and them. So, but, I mean, first, respect to the defense, Max fucking Crosby getting it. Love him, man. guy, get rid of the car, you know, the system.
Here it comes.
It's going to run the way it's supposed to, this, that, and the other. And it doesn't fucking feel like it. And also, the fucker can't spread the defense.
I feel like we might
We're
be able
not
to
any
feel it coming.
Oh, right? Yeah, let me try.
The crowd in the line of scrimmage saying, we are not going to let Josh Jacobs beat us. If Jimmy G beats us with his arm by some miracle, then we will live with that. But we are not going to let Josh Jacobs run for 150 yards on us and tear us apart. And that's when Jimmy G's got to step it up, man. He's got to get it. I mean, he doesn't want to throw to the tight end hardly. Renfro's not getting targeted. Adams is wide open. Nah, fuck it. I'm still not going to throw it to him. Where's Myers at? Oh, he's about to get hit. Let me throw it to him real quick. And it's frustrating. And I don't want to hear fucking, oh, well, Daniel Carlson missed that field goal. I was told this man's supposed to come in and put touchdowns up. Mm. We're not putting touchdowns up. Our defense got us 2 turnovers. I'm not counting the third one because that's the one that won the game, you know, props them, but they got the ball back in the offense 2 times. We got 3 fucking points out of it.
You're getting closer.
3 fucking points. I was told that was unacceptable with the last guy. Well, guess what? It's fucking unacceptable.
Oh, I got
you got that one.
Fucking but
he's right.
Hey, a win is a win. Glad we got it. On to the next one. And man, the cheaters.
Hey! Nice.
There you go, Josh.
Nailed it there at the end.
Good stuff there, Josh.
That was. Always love his passion, man.
He's
love
right,
it.
Too.
Love it. He absolutely is yeah. right. You know, and my, I, yeah.
we were
you
so know, the and deal Josh, with Jimmy.
He's in Alabama. He needs to drive north.
Yeah, we're
we need to watch a game with him.
Yeah, yeah, we need to do an RFR meetup with Josh. And like, you know, because the Graveses, they're just right there yeah. in Mississippi. Like,
absolutely.
There's so many folks
yeah,
that are close
not,
to us.
Shelbyville, we're not far from the Alabama line.
No, we're not at all. Yeah, yeah, you're close. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, good call out there, Swag Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got this person. We got 2 more to go.
My Swag Jeff, Michelle Sweat, Nation.
Oh, it's Houston Raiders
oh,
Steve.
Yeah. Nice.
Raiders Steve. Went out last night, watched the Raiders game against the Packers at Moe's Irish Pub, the Rod of Wisconsin. They had, of course, about 40 or at least 40 Green Bay fans up there playing their music, doing All You Believe and All You Need Is Love for Jordan Love, you know, the chicken dance, all that stuff. They're playing Go Pack Go. I was the only Raider fan in the whole bar. Of course, I had to be, let people know I was around. Walked out there and I made friends with them. One of them is their Jerry Kramer's son lives here in Houston for famous Green Bay. Anyway, man, it was great interception by Robertson in the corner of the end zone like that. Remember of David Tyree for the Giants when he got that interception in the Super Bowl against the Pats.
Oh.
I'm still not sold on Jimmy G. He always makes me really nervous when he's out there. I really didn't want him to be with our team, but I understand he's doing the McDaniel system. Just want to get your thoughts. What do you think about Jimmy G? What do you think about Coach McDaniels? And I'm sure I'll have to listen to your show tonight. Anyway, go Raiders. Raiders, we're back, baby. Hey, between you and me, I don't want Belichick to get break Don Shula's record because a lot of those games he was cheating, and I was lucky to meet Shula. Class act. I can't say the same for Belichick. He's the most disliked coach in my opinion. I can't stand him or Kraft. Other fans, let's just go out and beat the hell out of them in the Legion. Let's bury him. Go Raiders.
All right,
goodbye.
I was waiting for the goodbye.
Yeah, me too. Much respect, Steve.
Much respect from Steve there. Yeah, you know, on that, I got a couple things there, and then I want us to go ahead and answer his questions too, because we're good on time. We've got probably we got one more call. We've got so we're good on time.
Yeah.
So I loved Amik's quote after the game. He said, "I knew they were going to test me. I'm the smallest guy in the field. I wanted to not just get the pass breakup." I was tired of those. I wanted the ball. I wanted them to feel it. Let's go. That's some Raider shit right there.
That's Raider shit.
That's some Raider shit right there. So I love that. And so, you know, on the other side of this, this lack of scoring that we're that's going on, and this is what's going to get into the Jimmy G conversation. The Raiders became the fifth team since 2010 to score fewer than 20 points in each of their first 5 games. When you get the ball, like Josh said, when you get the ball handed to you 3 times and really technically twice though, you come away with 3 points. I mean, And one of those, you're in the red zone for. I mean,
you're at the 8 yard line.
The 8 yard line, like it's you know, it's inexcusable. And so he asked what our thoughts were about Josh McDaniels and Jimmy G. So I'll say it like this: that neither one of those guys are the goods that we were sold the bill of.
Right.
You know that Jimmy. Well, let me start with Josh. You all know this already, and it's already been bandied about plenty out there. But he asked the question: his in-game management is shockingly poor to me at times. In Lincoln Kennedy on his broadcast with Jason Horowitz this week, that them not calling the timeout at the end of the first half, mm-hmm. Big Link is going like, "What are we doing? Why are we call the freaking timeout?" And so, if the idea is, well, you don't trust your offense to go out there, and you don't want to risk turning the ball over and giving the ball back to Green Bay with three timeouts, then you're not an offensive guru. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand where the goods we were sold was that you needed your guys, you needed the pieces, you needed the buy-in. That's why there's so many former Patriots around. All these things. Well, if this was supposedly the strength of the team and it's not, and you're the one responsible for it, well, then you suck. Yeah. Like, you know what
the
I
end,
mean? The end. And so I'm glad we got the win, and I will forever be thankful for those. There is no such thing as an ugly one. But that said, this was not like we were playing the Chiefs. If we had a game like this against the Chiefs or the Lions or the Dolphins or something like that, that's one you can really hang your hat on and be like, all right,
yeah,
he's doing a good job.
Yep.
Not against a poor team like the Packers. And Mr. Guru, you can only put up 17 on a team that gets 70 hung on them.
Right.
And then the execution of this offense is then now given the responsibilities given to Jimmy G.
Right.
I don't understand why he can't read the field in a way when it's not scripted. Why is it that when it's scripted plays, Michael Mayer gets the ball, Davante Adams gets the ball, we start seeing it spread around a little bit? Why is it that when it's not scripted, it's Jacoby Myers or Josh Jacobs?
Right.
And listen, I'm not telling you don't throw to the guys that are open, right, but if we're sacrificing for, you know, catches and touches and taking them away from these other guys, like just even watching the game, and I'm not a film guy, but I do watch some of the cut-ups and stuff that people put on Twitter and all that. There were numerous times you had Devontae running open. There was one wheel route where Trey Tucker has his guy burnt, puts his hand up, Jimmy G hangs onto the ball and gets sacked. Like, there are numerous opportunities to spread the ball around. The idea that Hunter Renfro is non-existent.
No.
I just don't understand it. And so I think that a lot of that falls on the shoulders of Jimmy G, and these things that were criticisms of his coming in, the Jimmy gimmies, the, you know, the ill-advised throws, those times of that seems to be the majority of what his play is, where we were expecting, okay, yes, he's going to do those things, but if he's going to do things well 80% of the time and 20% of the time he has these flubs or whatever, then that's kind of an acceptable thing that we were willing to embrace. But at this point, I don't see that. He's not making the team better at this point, Jeff.
Not at all. I don't know why Jimmy Garoppolo is having such a hard time utilizing the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel lives, freaking George Kittle lives.
All those things, you know, you don't see him utilizing the most important parts of the field, frankly. And seeing Davante Adams running wide open a dozen times and not getting the ball, and not even that, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't even look at him. Mm. It's Davante Adams. You know, We were given a little bit of shit to Richard Sherman last week about, he said, how he was talking about Max Crosby being wasted away in Las Vegas. Davante Adams is getting wasted away in Las Vegas. Yeah. Get him the ball. Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about why are you not throwing to him all the time? Yeah. I did. I had a lot of success.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he's open or not. Get him the damn ball.
Especially
Jimmy,
in the red
what
zone.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Come on, man.
I think the thing that's so upsetting about this, and why my hope has absolutely and my faith has waned so ridiculously, is that the consensus in the emails, in the voicemails, in just the people that, you know, talk about it on TV or whatever, McDaniels is not doing a good job and Jimmy G is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So usually there's division, you know, where half the people are thinking, the coach is doing a great job. It's not the coach, it's the players. Or, you know, it's, oh, it's the players, it's not the coach. This is, I don't remember the last time it was so.
We were all this united
that yeah. something is not right.
Yeah.
This, he is not an offensive genius. He clearly has issues with the clock management. There's so many. It's not even just one little thing. That's upsetting. What are we going into game five? Six.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm with you on that. And that's where it's like, even, you know, as of a week ago, when we were talking about this stuff, I'm like, we've seen enough. Like,
even if
the Raiders continue to win, unless we really start to show like some serious growth, okay, and not major recession like we've seen in the offensive line and, you know, things like that, unless we start to see some serious like improvement. Like, if this, I feel like we've kind of seen what his ceiling is as a play caller.
Sure.
Right. And it ain't that impressive. It's not impressive enough to retain for a long period of time.
No.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? Even if we do win some more games. But likely, by the time this thing plays out, it's going to be a 6 or 7 win season. And I'm sorry, that ain't enough to keep the guy around, man. Because it's what else is he giving you that you've been like, and this is where I go back to the example of Dan Campbell. When the Lions weren't winning, the players were still playing for Dan, and you could see that Dan Campbell was a good coach. You could see that he was a good leader. Those things aren't, there's no evidence about Josh McDaniels that you could point at and go, yeah, well, they're not getting the results they want, but he does this really well still. Well, what has he done well?
Right.
Like, what's that one thing that we can point at?
Lose.
Right? Like what's the signature?
Yeah.
I used to say this about Derek all the time. Like, name me his signature throws. Name me the ones that you can, you know, Michael Crabtree front of the end zone, Michael Crabtree back of the end zone against the Ravens. You know, I don't know. Like,
sure.
What were his sea of hands moments or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, what were those signature plays? Well, Josh McDaniels, what is his signature, like, success?
Nothing.
Like, even a moment.
I can't even think of one.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Nothing that he directly contributed to.
Right.
You know, great plays happened last year. There's been a one or two good plays this year, but, like, didn't have anything to do with what he was coaching. It was the players like Amik Robertson or Max Crosby balling out and being dogs. It had nothing to do with the coaching of Josh McDaniels, you know?
Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you look at, like, well, I don't want to go down the whole rabbit hole here, but you look at like some of the, like you look at, you know, Sean Payton in the Super Bowl calling for the onside kick. Even if you want to keep it Raidery, all the Riverboat Jack stuff going for two in New Orleans. There's a Derek Carr throw for you. The Michael Crabtree there on that 2-point conversion. You know, so like those kinds of things, like those are signature moments as coaches. When Vrabel out Belichicked Belichick in the fourth quarter by taking advantage of a loophole and a rule. Those are the kind of things I'm talking about. Josh McDaniels hadn't done shit.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. There's zero. So I'm completely with you, Michelle, and everybody else. I'm disenfranchised with the guy at this point, and I don't know what he could do outside of some miraculous turnaround to close this thing out to, like, win me and or us back.
Right. Which history has kind of shown that I don't know, think that's going to happen with him. He just seems like he's the same guy he was. I don't think we've grown at all.
No, not at all. Absolutely. And it's kind of like, and it's that way with most coaches. Like,
exactly.
When it starts going a direction, it's,
believe it.
It's thank you. When someone tells you who they are, believe them, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. So, all right, next up, we got one more call to get to before we get to the sizzler and get on out of here. Let's check in with this person.
Murph, Mosh, Swag, Jeff, Nation, Michelle.
Wow.
Made men, made women. Hey, this is Houston Raider Steve. I was over there at Mo's Average.
Oh, he called twice because I had this one.
Mosh, Swag, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Not Uncle Steve. Houston Raider Steve just called twice. So thanks, Steve.
Nice.
Oh, there we go. There's there the events for the night.
That's there you awesome.
Go. All right. So at the end of the show here, we always award a sizzler award to the best emailer or phone caller of the night. And that duty goes up.
Duty.
Goes over to my best friend and your swag, Jeff Swago. Who do we got?
Absolutely. So so we started the afternoon with some emails. Much respect to Soren in Denmark, Raider Lorien, Hooligan Nation, Matthew Mangus, and Paul. And then we kicked off the voicemails with Just Win Wendy. Happy birthday, Wendy. And what an amazing weekend she had.
Yes.
Yeah. Jacob in Fresno, Josh in the 703, and Houston Raider Steve. Tonight's Sizzler Award winner is going to the guy that was also made tonight. Love the energy. Love where your head's at. Love the passion. Jacob in Fresno.
Yay! Hey. Good job, Jacob.
Jacob.
Sizzler.
Sizzler.
We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders!
You know why we are here, and we ain't playing around today!
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
I'm enlisted.
Oh, ho, ho. Hand me the truth chicken. Please. All right. So here's the I got a feeling. I got a feeling.
I got a feeling.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Thanks, Fergie, Jeff.
Yeah.
Swag Fergie over there.
Swagalicious.
Why
didn't you call me like Swag I Am or something like that? The black guy. Why you picked a girl? Why you picked Fergie?
Because you sang her part.
Yeah.
Oh no! Actually, no. That wasn't her part. That's not her part.
Trust
wow.
me. I may be the biggest Black Eyed Peas.
Swag,
ever.
I am.
Yeah, swag, I am.
You're just 2000 and late.
Maybe.
I'm not one for predictions.
Okay.
We don't typically do our predictions out here, but I am holding the truth chicken.
Okay.
I feel this coming.
Oh, no.
I don't feel the turnaround coming.
Mm. In this game or in general?
The next two games are entirely winnable for us. We should smoke the Patriots.
Yeah, we should.
We should smoke the Bears. I have a feeling tonight's not going to be a good night. On the next time we get together and do a show, I think that this thing's going to go bad. I just got this feeling,
man. You think,
man,
the Patriots are going to win?
I think, you know what? That's some Raidery ass shit that will happen. That Bill Belichick.
That over the course of the last two games, Bill Belichick has scored three points.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be there get right game.
30-plus burgers hung on.
That's the problem. We're always the get right game.
That's what I'm saying. And listen, anybody listening to this, don't take this as like, I'm hoping this freaking happens or something.
Right. Yeah.
Because, again, I want Josh McDaniels to be the greatest coach in the league. I want Jimmy G to be the greatest. I'm not speaking this over our team other than this is, I was just holding the truth chicken there.
Yeah,
so it just
be
coming
honest.
Out. I just feel like, I hope I'm this gut feeling that I have completely goes away and that Max Crosby makes me eat my feelings and like just completely takes over a game.
Yeah.
That we finally see a game where we hang 30 on someone, that we finally see some momentum going here. But it just feels like, as excited as I am about the fact that we came off that win, I'm just looking at this thing and I'm just like, man, there's just, and here's where it comes down to. I trust them, and we talked about this in the postgame show. The players earned this victory. They willed this thing to happen. Amik Robertson, you know, Mike Scott, those guys willed this thing to happen. I just don't trust the coaching staff.
Yeah.
I don't trust what's going on with the offensive line. I don't trust what's going on. Even the defense is getting better. I still don't trust Patrick Graham. I sure as shit don't trust Josh McDaniels. Like, other than maybe Antonio Pierce playing them linebackers up, which you shout him out.
Yep.
Outside of that, man, I just don't feel great. But anyways, I don't want to end this thing on a total downer here.
And I'm going to save you there because I think the defense is going to make you eat your words.
Yeah,
okay, good.
You know, I think this week is where we finally see the defense get on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. We're going to see somebody bring it to the house, whether it be an Amik Robertson interception. Because I feel like Amik, over the course of the last couple of years, like, he's had a majority of our defensive touchdowns, whether it be scooping scores, interceptions, stuff like that. I think he's
a pretty
opportune
guy.
I think we're going to see him be a dog again this week. He's going to ball out. You might even see a Marcus Peters finally, you know, get across that threshold of, you know, kind of back to where he was in his prime. We're going to see a lot. Max Crosby, I think, might put Mac Jones on his ass a couple times. Now, you remember the last time that the Patriots and the Raiders played?
Mm-hmm.
A defensive score.
I was there.
Yeah,
a defensive score, a freak play, was the turning point in the game, or was, you know, the final.
Won us the game.
Won us the game. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, I think, and yeah,
talk me off the ledge,
listen,
Michelle.
I'm about to, because I think Spillane gets a pick six because now he's tasted. He's had two, and so now he's going to be looking for that ball, and he's going. I think that's what's going to happen. And I do think that Mac Jones gets absolutely obliterated by the defensive line. I really think they're going to get
bad.
To him. Oh, he's so bad. I think they're going to get to him. I mean, God, love to score more than 20 points, but I really do think, I believe 100% that we win this game. I really do.
Let's go, Michelle.
Yep. Love that.
All right, Raider Nation, we're going to get on out of here for tonight. Appreciate everybody who's in the chat room tonight. We love you guys so very, very much. Appreciate you joining us live for Raiders Fan Radio at youtube.com/Raiders Fan Radio. Thank you to everybody that supports a One Nation Foundation. And let's go. Let's get this W. Swag Jeff.
That's it, man. Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm ready for on to the next one. You know, you got to have a quick memory. You can celebrate and live in these things. But, you know, it's Wednesday. Now we're on to New England. So get ready. I'm telling you, I think a big one's coming. I think the defense is going to freaking eat, and I think obviously we're going to score more than 20 points this week, right?
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, we got to, right?
If we
got to, right?
It's over.
Holy cow, right?
Yeah, yeah. Also, too, don't forget, watch The Boogeyman so we can talk about it in the chat the next time. And get out, touch a little grass, enjoy this weather. It's spooky season. Let's go. And we're going to win. We're winning on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Mark it down.
There you go. And if you've seen The Boogeyman, text me so I don't have to watch it. Just tell me what it's about. But no, seriously, thanks, Aaron, for tuning in for another episode of Raiders Fan Radio, where we take a lighter side journey most times when we win into the dark side. Don't forget, boys and girls, what happens in Vegas, start in Oakland. See you guys. Much respect.
Adios, Malingerers.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night, YouTube.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, I got to hit this other button now.
Hit the button.
I got different buttons to hit when we're not live.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
here we go. There's
other buttons.
Yeah, I got other buttons. Oh, I got so many buttons.
You got all the buttons.
Yeah.
Press them all.
Just press the damn
button. Every one of them all at once.
There we go.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.